Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync call, November 10th, 2020. I, Joe, am here with Jason. We're the only ones currently on the call, although maybe others will join us as we proceed. And we'll just talk through the issues that we can. It's been a little while since the last sync call, so we have some issues piled up. Let's get started with PonyLang RFC's repo, pull request 179 for Unicode string. Just checking in to see what the progress has been on this so far. It looks like, Roland
yeah, even that was
replied to some of the feedback from Agaris, and Agaris gave a thumbs up, and I guess now we're waiting for some of those changes to come in from the, so definitely no action can be taken on this RFC. Looking at RFC's repo, pull request 157 for the hashable changes that Bias has been working on. So, yeah, I think Matthias's response to a question I had about performance, and he said he took a look at how Rust does it. There's a hash method that takes a trait hash as argument. The default implementation uses subhash 2.4 as we do. A key advantage of subhash that can be initiated with a random key and thus safeguard against hash floating attacks by hashing to different values depending on the initial random key used for the hash. Rust addresses the problem of slow hashing on numbers and in general sort sequences of bytes by making it possible to switch the hasher to use when creating a hash map, which then passes it into the hash method of the thing to create a hash from. I would honestly just do roughly the same and have the hasher as a type parameter that defaults to sip hash. As discussed above, we should add a sip hasher and FNB hasher and clearly document both in standard Libre tutorial when you use which. I'm not sure if we can have those hashers be primitives, but I would like to design it that way if possible. So yeah, he's I think the changes that he's talking about are good ones. I'm just going to give a thumbs up emoji here, and he's suggesting that he can try to design it at some point later, but when he's able to get to it. Do you have any thoughts on that, Jason?
Before? No, I haven't been. I've seen this in a while. I'm trying to remember how's this. Does not use a hasher, or does it? I'm trying to understand how much of a change this is to what was in the PR versus this was what? How many months ago since we did this one?
Yeah.
I will read it outside of sync, probably.
Yeah, I think it's been, so the PR was initially filed, I think, with a certain approach, and then I suggested a different approach in a comment, and so he and I kind of went back and forth. So I think that his pull request does not really look very much like what his current thinking was.
Got it.
We were kind of bouncing back and forth with different ideas.
Yeah. The kind of worry is there's like extra allocations when we do those things in Pony. So I think the hasher is just a bare struct, which is like the tuple that he had before.
Yeah. And then it becomes a question of like, can that be by LLVM moved to the stack instead of the heap. Because if it can, then it's not necessarily an extra allocation.
True.
But it's a reasonable.
It might be worth checking for.
Now, Matthias was trying to say in his most recent comment that his goal would be to try to make the hasher a primitive and carry the state with it as a type parameter. The state would be type parameterized so that it could be carried along as a tuple still, I think is what his goal was.
Got it, I see.
And then FNV would be a different kind of state, a different size tuple.
FNV, I think, doesn't. Depending on the output, it's relatively simple.
Yeah, it might not even be a tuple, it might just be a single number. I haven't looked at it in detail.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on this before we move on to the next topic?
No, I'd move on.
Okay. So, let's look at the Pony C repo. Pull request number 3676 for making Pony C work on Dragonfly. Sean asked a question on 11th of October. M. Newman responded. And then M. Newman says that they will ask the maintainer of the CXF Atomic port. Which would solve this problem. So there's like kind of an outstanding action item here, and action goal is sort of for the same call. Looking at pull request 3675, memory safety issue with the Wraith and C pointer.
I think the last thing was blocked on. This was still just the last comment is Sean here waiting on the. Sankwell, which was apparently after.
So has that release happened?
Oh, you know, this might be. Oh, that script run might not be what I expected it to be.
When
is the last? Let's make sure. The last sync was 10.3.
Release 0.38.2 is issue ticket 3661. Sean opened the ticket. It says target date is October 31st, November 1st. It looks like the release hasn't happened yet. Probably imagine because Sean's been busy, and no one else has taken the initiative to do it. So that would be. I guess what's blocking this PR still.
So I'm almost thinking that sync is worth restarting or canceling at this point. When I ran the script there, I looked back to topics in sync because the last one was skipped. And so it was 10.3. And so I ran the script since 10.3, which is a month and 7 days ago. So some of these, including this one, are quite old.
Okay. Well, I think it's fine. We'll just try to move through them faster when they're not applicable here. Pull request 3673. You gave a comment on still waiting for the contributor to. Update based on your question. So that is necessarily actionable for this call. 3643, which is your pull request for George D. Tomato subtype. What is the status of this one? I approved it 18 days ago. Does it need Windows? Fixes of some kind?
No, that was, I think, an unrelated issue, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
I think this just needs a review, which needs people to be here.
Yeah. Well, I did approve it.
Yep.
So I think we can move forward with it once the CI is ready. Let me see if I can log into CRCI and kick it.
Yeah, we can hit rerun for GitHub checks if it's fixed.
Interesting. How do you do that?
On the checks page, there's a rerun button, so I should hope it works.
What is the checks page?
That's like...
Oh, I see. There's like a big tab. I guess I don't know how new it is, but yeah, there's a tab for the core classes. Cool. Did you already click rerun for those?
I tried to. I have no idea what that did, if anything.
Okay. Mr. Just for the heck of it, I clicked it too. And yeah, it says you successfully requested it to be rerun, so this is awesome. Yeah,
maybe it doesn't work with CRCI.
Yeah, maybe I should try to sign in with CRCI. Rerun and CRCI. I'm not familiar with CRCI, so I'm going to face it. Right. Due to a concurrency limit. So all the times we click rerun, including me, just kind of piled up. So it'll happen. It's just that the little icon for X, the red X didn't change to a yellow circle or whatever it's supposed to be. So that part of CRCI is like integration with GitHub doesn't seem to be working, but the actual rerun was going. So move on.
Sounds reasonable.
What's that?
I said sounds reasonable.
Okay. Issue 3677. This cap instantiated incorrectly the train receiver's calling box methods. This is from you.
So this is a very specific one, but one that this is just literally something that I figured would cause a problem, and it does. And so in some cases, you can do auto recovery when it doesn't work, then get something unsound. Because it's like a combination of two things. Some long time ago, changed TRAN and ISO to use recovery for calling box methods because the other way didn't really work. And then recently changed TRAN methods to allow box returns. And so it ends up, we type check it as though it were box, and then we auto recover it to ref, and then type check as though it were ref. And it does not produce valid output.
Okay. Yep. So
not that interesting.
Was it? Let's see. You were talking about like the fact that we're not type checking it as well. Yeah, I can see why that wouldn't work.
So my guess is it's being type checked. So first it gets type checked, like it's trying to do the automatic recovery, which is valid, It can try to recover it to ref. And it type checks and it sees a this type. And so then it, in this context, the this just becomes box.
Right.
Because the arrow function just like evaluates and it treats it as box. And then because of the changes a while back, to the find on their own, it sees, oh, this is like box. And so it's fine to recover. So like, this is something that we can read from Tran. And so then it sees that it's fine to recover it, then it treats itself as ref, and then it calls the method, and then this type changes into ref, and then it gets a ref onto the inside.
So what do you think is the cleanest way to approach fixing it?
It's kind of weird. I didn't realize how much ambiguity there is here, but it is, I feel like you'd want to just default to treating it as box and not doing recovery, but it's kind of weird because you can't choose. So fixing it would need to mean that when we check automatic receive recovery, if it's a box method, we need to instantiate this to be ref, not, so actually this may be not that bad. So when doing automatic receive recovery on box methods, we need to instantiate this to ref.
Okay.
Because I think there might be a way to get this sneak something through with ISO as well, now that I think about it.
Yeah, okay. So that makes sense. I'm going to take that note here as a comment, unless you want to.
You can do it, it's fine.
Cool. So 3674 process monitor on Windows does not always receive standard out of child processes. It's an open question recording. So 3668.
That's really old.
It's like the same thing going on, right?
Yeah, some of still like open. I said, this is, some of these are quite old because the script date was off.
3660, large array string.
Same. Although it's interesting to get the reminders on these things.
Yeah. 3604, compiler error on train. This is nothing necessarily actionable. Okay, that takes us through the issues pointed out in the Pony C repo. Let's take a look at the Corral changes. So the Corral repo, we have PR160. And okay. So the release notes were requested, release notes were added. It's failing to build in CI, so that's interesting.
Hmm.
Segmentation fault. Okay. Let's try to rerun it. how to do that in GitHub Actions. Reason I can't find download logs, I can create a badge, but I just restart. I'm guessing the seg fault here is related to Sean mentioned the seg fault issue on the current policy release.
That's what I'd imagine. Looks like there's some actual failures potentially.
Posting a question for Sean. The other PR is also failing. But this is an assertion failure.
Yep.
So I will. It's too much for me to go right now, so I'm just going to add a comment on saying that.
You're very quiet.
Okay, commented.
Yep.
Let's see the tutorial pull request 449.
Oh, that's just same timing. Putting CPR.
All right. Let's see. I think that's all we have on the list to discuss. Did you have anything else that you wanted to raise for this call?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, thanks to everyone who's joining us on the recording. And we'll catch you next week.